Doctors and nurses in military hospitals after World War II saw the benefits of music. They watched their patients improve under its sway. In recent years, scientists have shown it has special powers as we grow older. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard brings us the story of how music keeps our brains forever young.
It doesn't take musician Bill Conant long to win over his audience.
I want you to feel free to sing along. In fact, I'd like you to sing along. If your neighbor doesn't like your voice, just politely ask them to move away, okay? So. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Conant is beginning a tuneful stroll down memory lane with around 50 residents at Wesley Acres in Des Moines. He strums out songs by Irving Berlin, Hank Williams, and the Everly Brothers as the crowd joins in. Conant makes some 240 appearances at retirement communities and care centers during a year. Many of his gigs come through the nonprofit Merrymakers, which supplies professional entertainers for senior living facilities. They include some of Central Iowa's best, Rob Lombard, Janie Hooper, Max Wellman. Conant says the songs he plays tap into memories and feelings.
Music is a wonderful trigger for positive emotions.
Wesley Acres resident Doris Wood agrees. She's smiling and holding on to dear romantic remembrances following the sing-along.
They were songs that took us back to our childhood and our teenage years when we might be going dancing or be with a lover or whatever.
Wood says it was nice to lose herself in the songs and to escape, if only for an hour, the world's irritations.
Like the election that's coming up.
Scientists have taken strides in recent years in unwrapping the mysteries of the human brain. They are finding special music rooms in the brain where the lights stay on even as areas tied to language and memory turn off in Alzheimer's patients and other people with dementia. The executive director of Aging Resources in Des Moines, Joel Ola, has studied the research.
You can see in settings where people don't have a lot of stimulation and are not responsive to their environment that music breaks through.
Ola says he has witnessed the magic music casts over people with memory loss.
I have seen in the course of like a half hour or whatever that this person does start to move and does start to react.
Around half of musician Bill Conant's performances are staged in assisted living places where many in the audience are sinking into dementia. Those shows are very different, much quieter.
I always assume that people hear it and they're enjoying it and that it's bringing back some memories.
Conant has written a song about the power of music to reach a damaged brain. It's called The Words to the Song, inspired by his father-in-law who never recovered from surgery to remove a brain tumor.
When the music began, he moved his lips and silently joined the song. When the music began, he still knew all the words and soundlessly sang along.
Conant says it was through music our early ancestors communicated. It's deeply ingrained, he says, in what it means to be human. Music is what we remember to the end.
He still knew the words to the song.
At Wesley Acres in Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
When other memories are lost and gone, we still know the words to the song. The lullabies we heard in our childhood, then the ones about broken hearts. The hymns are etched deep inside, time cannot tear them apart, and we still know the words to the song.